Hello, hello. We are today in Radio Teen with a beautiful team of four people that are taking part of a SIC project from European Plus, which is we get the funds from European Plus community. We have here four people from SIC community, SIC project, which is solidarity and solidarity in the community project. And now we are gonna see who are these beautiful people here that I'm gonna ask kindly to present yourselves.
Hi, I'm Nicolò. I'm from Italy. I'm 22, and I'm here for volunteering in Curva de Cultura.
Okay, thank you very much.
Hi, my name is André. I'm from Portugal, and I am 28 years old, and I'm here for volunteering in Curva de Cultura.
Okay. Hello, my name is Federico, and I'm 19, I'm Italian, and as the others said, I'm here for volunteering in Curva.
Hi, my name is Corrado, I am 21 years old, and I am volunteering in Curva de Cultura.
Okay, thank you very much. You're volunteering with Curva de Cultura in here. How long is your project? Can one of you answer?
It's 1 month long.
Nice, amazing. And I want to know your opinion, like what is happening in your project from your point of view, each of you, their point of view, like what is happening, what do you do in your project?
This type of project is meant to be to help people and the community, of course, in different kinds of helping. Like there is help with like woodworking or manual stuff, we can say, but also with the youngster in the helping center, the youth center. So the work can be different, and I think it's a good thing that it's different every day, and you can choose, and you can experience something different every day.
Mm-hmm.
Almost every day.
Amazing, thank you very much. And for you, what's your opinion about the project? Like I understood, like your project is about this, like helping the local community, but what do you think about it?
I think that Curva de Cultura also makes an effort so that the volunteers can integrate better in the community by using also the local volunteers to help us as guides and also giving us Romanian lessons. I think that's a very good thing to integrate all people from different cultures. And yeah, I agree. This is a project that has a great variety of volunteering. You can either do like the get your hands dirty, but also cultural stuff. Even there is a STEM room. You can do more like scientific stuff as well. So yeah, I think it's a great project. Yeah.
No, okay, thank you very much. And for you.
I really like how Nicolò said that this experience is divided, split in two, so you can experience what I would say more manual work, gardening, helping with woodwork and all things like that. And then on the other side, you can also help the youth center. And I mean, right now, I think that we focused more on the woodworking or on the gardening and all that kind of stuff. But that is because we still need to integrate at the best. And so that is okay. But I think that it is really cool because so you can experience at the best old life here, because woodworking is like really important in this part of Romania, so it's really important to live the best.
Okay, thank you very much. For you?
Yeah, I am the last, so I try to not repeat what they said. But yeah, for me, the two important, most important part are the woodworking for help the people of this village, and at the same, it's important the part with the younger. And another things very interesting for me is the possibility to know new culture.
Okay, amazing, thank you. I have another question. Like, I understood like how you feel right now about the project, but I want to know what was in your mind before coming to Romania. Like, you heard, you saw the project, you saw like, oh, this is in Romania, this is interesting. How did you felt before coming to Romania, and what did you thought about it?
For me, it was not something new, because I already did this kind of project last year, so I tried to search for something similar, and so I already, not new, but expect what we are going to do in this type of project. So yeah, and I like this type of things with the like the different things every day. It's my type of activities that I like are this kind. So maybe in other project I found that like every day you go to the same place and you do the same stuff, but I try to find something like this, so I expected.
Okay, nice. So nothing new, nothing like you already knew like what is gonna happen, quote unquote new, but you're comfortable with this. It's not like something like out of your mind, out of nothing, that you it's your first time experiencing this. Okay.
For me, it was the first time doing volunteering abroad. I kind of knew what was going to happen by the description of the project. So yeah, I think it has been good for me. I wanted to do this kind of thing, and it is happening. Gladly, yeah.
Okay, very nice.
For me, I'm not gonna lie, I was really like undecided to come here, because I haven't been home before coming here. I wasn't home for a long time, and so when I came back home in February, I stayed home for 1 month, and it was difficult to leave like what is my comfort zone to come back to go to Romania, because it is my first time doing an ESC project. And so I was really undecided, but at the end, like the people around me convinced me it was a good experience. It was worth a try, to give it a try. And yeah, I'm, as you say, I'm grateful that I've listened to them and I did that. So yeah.
Okay, nice. Thank you.
Yeah, when I asked for this project, I honestly I asked for many projects, not only for this, but in that I decided to come here for one personal motivation. But this personal motivation failed, so for some days I had I was
indecided,
but in the end I decided to become here for go out from my comfort zone and try new experience.
Okay, that's very nice. Do you want to tell us more or not? It's your choice.
No, yeah, it's funny. It's funny, I think, because I had a relationship, situationship with one Romanian girl. So he was in Erasmus in my city. She was in Erasmus. And I think that when his Erasmus was in the hand, I think that okay, we didn't decide anything for the future, but if I go in Romania, we can see, we can talk about this situation. But when she, so in this moment, I asked for the project, but when she returned in Romania, she blocked me.
Oh my god. I am sorry.
Unexpected ending.
Yeah. Yeah. I am sorry. Oh my god.
And where she is from? Where is she from?
Galați.
Oh my god.
Are there people listening from Galați?
We don't know. It can be. It can be all around Romania.
Girl, if you are listening to us, please unblock. Unblock my friend. He's really sad about it. He's going into depression.
Oh no. Okay. So we can hear a very sad story. I'm really sorry for real. This is.
But now I am happy.
Well, I mean, okay, that's nice. That's good. If you're out of that state, it's good. You can put stories and she can watch them and see that you're in Romania.
No, it's impossible. She blocked me.
Everywhere?
Yeah. No, in Gmail, not. But
hello on Gmail. Dear ex encountment. I'm in Romania now. something like that.
Okay. Please don't tell about this to the police. that's a joke.
Nah, okay. I got scared. I thought she's a minor, but she cannot come.
No, but I want to know your opinion because, I mean, if she blocked him everywhere, I think that he was like an affair for her.
It's a possibility. Were you posting pictures?
No.
Maybe. Or maybe she was just trying something for the moment, and after that she was no more strings attached.
But why block someone? Like, you live in two different countries.
You realize that the dude can come in your country?
But she didn't know.
I know, she didn't know. Because he blocked me, she blocked me before.
I don't know.
If you are cheating, please say I to this radio.
Oh my god, no. We have drama here, what I can see.
We can change the argument.
Yes. Okay, coming back. But thank you for sharing so much for this. Now, like, I heard the before, I heard the present. Let's talk. What was your first thing that surprised you in the village? Like, what was the first thing that was like, oh wow, wait, this is different here? It surprised you in when you came and you experienced it in Romania?
I can tell two ways, one good, one bad.
Both them.
Yeah.
I want both of them.
One good was like the chillness of this place. It's really calm and it's different from my city. I live in a quite big city, I can say, 250,000 people, so it's not that small. So the difference are big. So I like the nature and being like in quiet places. So this is the good part. Maybe the bad part, I was expecting at least where we lived, I don't know, one bar, one place to hang out, but it's not like really necessary, but yeah, something I thought about it, but yeah, that's it.
You have one next to you, it's a pizza place, not a bar.
Yeah,
maybe. It's not the best.
We can try.
Yeah, it's next to the shop. Mm-hmm. For you?
Yes, I have mostly positive, but yeah, I have a negative one, and I'm gonna say it.
Yes, of course.
I like being here in a more rural and natural space. I think the locals receive as well, very well. And I like the people in the house and the staff, very cool people. The only negative, it's not about the people really. I think the air here is very dry, mm-hmm. and you know, I like to sing, and that damages my throat.
No.
But yeah, besides that, I don't have really anything negative to say about this place. Yeah.
No, as Nicola said, I also live near Milan,
mm-hmm.
So it's so connected. You have transportation everywhere, and here it blew my mind just the fact that to get a train you have to go 40 minutes by walk, then you get the train, but like also the train, they just go sometimes. You don't have like one every 20 minutes, mm-hmm. like where I live. It's one every hour or every 2 hours at 5 they stop. So it's really difficult. Just we were looking for the weekend to go somewhere, and it is really, really difficult to organize also with the transportation. So it's beautiful because yes, you are in as he was saying, in a chill place, very calm, very quiet, near the woods. But it is also difficult, and we get that now, but I think that for people living here it is maybe more of a problem if you don't have a car,
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Yes, I can tell you, yes, it's a problem. You need a car to go around, transportation.
Yeah.
It's the beauty of it as well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, honestly, in my case, I very like this part of Romania because I live near of Venice, but I am from south of Italy, and the south of Italy it's very similar to this part of Romania. Many villages, not very modern, and so for me. This place remember my young age, so I like this. I like the chillness of the people, and but one bad thing it's the temperature.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much cold. Where is my 20 degree?
Wait, we don't have 20 degrees now. You caught the nice part, you didn't caught the rainy part yet.
Fortunately.
Yes, very fortunately. Wait, we the chances are maybe. We don't know if you're gonna catch the rainy season, starting of the rainy part of our year in this, because you're lucky.
And when really nice. When start the 20 degree part of the year?
Part of the year after Easter, something like that. Oh. During Easter and after Easter, it's like going either two ways. Starting to rain, and it's like a part of rainy time. And after that, it's work.
Oh. So when we go back to Italy.
Practically, yes. It can start either the nice part, either the non-nice part. Because I hate the rain as well. So yeah. What else? What differences have you noticed between rural life? Because you told me like you're coming from close to a city or in cities. So what did you notice between like rural life and village life? Not village life, or city life, sorry. Or closer to a city.
There are of course a lot of difference. Maybe the bigger ones are I don't know the type of like the timing. I don't know how to explain how you feel the day.
Mm-hmm.
Like there is more time. There is no hurry to do things. I think I didn't saw that too much because here we are working with an hour, so. But I think in general the difference are in that way, also the mentality to I don't know, the groceries, it's one of clearly example of what you have and what you can do by yourself and not depend on others, growing your own stuff in the garden, having I don't know, chickens, animals, to be more independent. But also I noticed the connections also, in the trains, everyone knows everyone, and it's cool to see, because in the city everyone is by himself, and but it's strange because there are a lot of people in the city, but everyone is thinking about himself and not chatting, not knowing people. And here it's more, I think, not a community, but more people that are that knows each other and are connected. And if I think someone needs something, they can help each other.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Yes, and adding to that, because people can be more self-sufficient here, I think, and also because this is a smaller place with less people. The grocery stores are smaller, and if someone needs something, I mean, they can go to the nearest city or ask the neighbor for something. And yeah, I think it keeps the community stronger, and more people rely more on each other for something. Also, the transportation, I found something really curious here, because people here ride the cars with horses.
Carriages.
Yes, carriages. And in the city that doesn't happen. It's something very curious. And of course, it's a smaller place. Less establishments exist. But sometimes in the city there is too much noise and unnecessary things, and here, you know, you can keep the essentials, and maybe that's even better than having too much in the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. I can relate to what you're saying.
One thing I've always loved about the villages and the towns is the hospitality, because I think that here we saw it yesterday working for Alex, another volunteer here, or working for Nico. They've never lacked of hospitality, they've never lacked of welcoming us, even if it was the first day, even if it was the, I don't know, even if we worked a little bit, they've always been really great to us. They've always tried to include us in everything. Like Nico tried to bring us, he guided us in a hiking trip in Parc Natural Bucesi.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that this is really what makes villages and towns special and different from the cities, because as I was saying, maybe you see it on the train, you see it kind of everywhere, that in the cities people are divided. They don't talk to each other, they just go straight with their minds, with their thoughts and everything like that. So I think that this type of mentality, where you are welcoming to everyone, you give hospitality to everyone, is really special and amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, one curious thing for me was the fact in this rural area, the day follow the light. So I try to explain. At the 6 p.m., the light go down, mm-hmm. and the day it's finished. So you can eat at 6 or 6 and half, And so if you live in a city or near of the city, you return to your house after work at 7 p.m. Or more late. So this is strange for me because for me it's normal eat at 8, 9. But there, if the day of work is finished, you can eat.
Yes, no, it's the difference like between, because if you don't have working light anymore, like, that you can use anymore like naturally, you cannot do anything anymore in the yard. So yeah, I can understand. Very nice. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing all of this. I have one more questions. No, two more questions. And that will be it. Is there something that took you by surprise in the culture in Romania? Like the culture of Romania, you know, like what you experienced? Because like you went to some families, you went helping some people, you saw here as well what we are doing in the center. You experience things with youngsters and locals. Is there something besides everything that you told me already? Of course, is there something else that really took you by surprise, like that you didn't expect that our culture will have, Romanian culture will have?
I don't know if it's a cultural thing, but it's something I noticed. Like in the stations when I came here by train and everything. I noticed about a lot of people like with difficulties, problems, maybe more healthy problems, also physical. And it's just a curiosity about if it's a cultural thing to like not having a lot of help, maybe. I don't know, in the like the sanitary part, in the social structure, I don't know. To help people, also like the infrastructures. Mm-hmm. Like there are a lot of stairs everywhere and not parts to, I don't know, maybe disability people that needs help to go. So that's just a thing I noticed more than what they said also before about the being very. So, cioè, very happy and with strangers and very they make you feel good at home. Mm-hmm. Like every time they knew something, they met something new, so someone new. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
So,
yeah.
I think that's the thing I noticed. But in other way, everything is cool here. I like.
Okay. So this is the thing that surprised you. Yeah, we have some. In especially in a lot of parts, this is a harder, not topic, but like harder to get for people that are having disabilities, like walking, or they cannot, like mobility, or even like in the, if they're in chairs, or mothers with strollers for their kids, it's harder for them to go by this, because yeah, everywhere is stairs, because Romania, so. Yeah. Sadly.
But like for example the train to come from Tejani to Israel is like
yes.
1 meter high and you have to climb it to go, so yes. It's really impossible for someone
that cannot. Yes, they, and this is where like the community comes in help, because a lot of people are coming and helping, like we are helping all the time, and usually not only youngsters, but youngsters are like usually there to help or help themselves each other, because suitcases that youngsters are going to Bucharest for studying or other cities to study, and they have their suitcases and everything, and everyone is coming and helping them, which is nice. Or people, young, older people that cannot climb or 1 meter stair.
Yeah.
So there are people that are coming and helping, including the train director, not director, how it's called, the one that drives the train is helping as well. Yes. Because every time he's coming out and he's like spoken with the people, and after that, helping that.
Yeah.
Sadly, like people adapt for the their needs.
Yeah.
As well. Okay, thank you for sharing. for you?
I think that there's kind of a stereotype, and that exists in Europe, that the Eastern Europeans are cold, and I didn't feel that here. I felt a very warm welcome. I think the people here, I mean, I helped them, the beekeeper, for example, this example, and it was such a nice man, and he gave us like tons of pots of honey. And there was another situation, and I think this is the sense of humor here I'm starting to notice, because I might be wrong though, correct me if I'm wrong, but we had some problems withdrawing money from the ATMs. Mm-hmm. And a Romanian man that is an immigrant in Great Britain came to help me. I had to withdraw money, my money and money from other people, and then he helped me, and I said thank you, and he replied to me, "Oh, you're welcome. Next time, I'll kill you." I don't know.
I never heard this. Okay, this is an interesting encounter.
But yeah, I don't know if it's just that man.
That. I think so. It's just that man.
Okay. Okay.
I never heard it.
But yeah, even that man that threatened to kill me was very, very helpful. So yeah, I think it's, you know, we have the stereotypes, but reality breaks them, and mm-hmm. yeah, reality is breaking the preconceived ideas that me and other people might have, and it's great. I think it's great.
I'm happy for that. Thank you.
Yeah, I would say the same as Andre, because in Italy, as you know, like, we have a big community of Romanians in Italy, and it is quite common to see Italians having prejudice against them. You see them thinking they are all thief or bad people. You have it for Romanians, you have it for Albanians, for many people. And like, it is beautiful to come here and see that they are just like us, or even more better than us in many things, because that is what breaks prejudice. And I would recommend to everyone to come here and see, because maybe you see it on the news. The news highlight the Romanian one time, they steal something and they highlight Romanian, so you think that all the community is bad. But I would suggest them to come here and see that they are probably better than us. We were talking about this, and many times we realize that we act worse. And so for them, I really suggest this. And so that, as Andre was saying, reality breaks their prejudice. Okay.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, in my case, one thing that surprised me was the more part of the people, if I talk with them, they know English. So in Italy, this is not normal. The most part of the people don't, especially if they have more than 30 years, they don't know English. But there, especially the younger, every know English, and I didn't have any problem to do the ticket on the train station in Bucharest, because the personnel of train know English. So this surprised me a lot.
Okay. That's nice, yeah. People are starting slowly to learn English. We didn't have this, of course, everywhere, because it's not like mandatory to know, because especially in the rural part. In Bucharest, there are a lot more people that are coming to visit, but in the rural part, there are not a lot of people that are confronted with foreigners that they need to speak like an international language for everyone to understand something besides what we are doing. So it's funny because the difference between then and now, people are starting to learn more English as the community to be more welcoming to you as well, which is nice. That's for me the big change that is happening and still ongoing, which is amazing. Okay, the last question that I have, it's what would you like to see in the future in the project, like what it will be for the next weeks that you are still gonna partake in this? What do you want to do more or to see more?
For me to do more, I think in the youth center would be cool to like helping more youngsters than maybe older and people with good working that we already helped.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, to make more artistic things, because I like more the artistic side. So maybe, I don't know, collage, also the activity with the cooking that we are going to propose. So yeah, so maybe that part would be cool to explore more than manual work that I already know, and it's also cool to have more something that part.
Yes, okay, thank you. Nice. Would you?
Yes, I agree with Nicolo. I think we can do more artistic things. There are people in the house like music, and maybe, I don't know, we could give a concert if that's possible. I noticed that there are some 3D printers, and it's kind of funny because I'm here because my degree in college was taking too long, and I didn't really have a break, and like a year and a half without breaks, and now I'm here and I want to do something related to my to my degree, which is the 3D printers. And yeah, I would love to work with them, and they seem very nice. I've never seen printers like that, and I would like to try them.
Okay, yeah, thank you. That's very nice.
Yeah, like they said, I wanna engage more with the kids, and I think that starting from next weekend, we will do like something related to the Green Week, some walks with classes, and that's really what I like. Also, going to the schools, talk with the children in the schools. That's something really nice that I would like to see more. And yeah, that's it. Engage more with them, also through schools.
Okay. Nice, thank you.
Yeah, for me it's the same. I hope we can have more time with the younger for talk to them about our culture, for ask to them for their culture. Yes, and one another thing for me, I hope to discover the Easter, because I never tried the Orthodox Easter, so I hope.
No, too, you're gonna have the chance to like see it as well in like what is happening in Romania in the Orthodox Easter. Nice. Okay. Do you want to add anything else besides what I told you and what I like asked you?
Yeah, I then remembered one thing. That it doesn't happen just in my city, but in the entire Portugal, and here it doesn't, and luckily it doesn't. Here the houses are warm inside, even if there is like 0 degrees outside or negative temperatures. The houses inside are very warm, and I didn't know if I should be wearing more or less clothes inside the house. So I took like lots of clothes because I had no idea if the houses would be well insulated or not. But in Portugal, like the houses are very cold, and I don't know if in Italy it's the same.
It depends.
It depends.
Depends if you have the money. So.
Yeah, because you're more coming from more warmer countries, so that's why we need to have like both, because this in winter it stays warm and in summer it stays cold.
Good.
It goes both ways. It's well insulated, but as well the insulation is keeping away the heat.
In Portugal, it's the opposite.
Oh my god!
Yeah, we suffer all the time. In winter we have cold houses, and in the summer we have the desert inside the house.
Oh my god! Yeah. Anything else from any of you to add? Okay, then thank you very much for having you, participating, and for me having you here. It was a pleasure to talk with you and to hear about a small drama. Let's say small, it's not that small, but to hear it. And thank you for sharing your opinions, and thank you for participating to this, let's call it small interview, small podcast that we created right now. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Okay.
And for our listeners, thank you as well for hearing from our SICK team right here what it's their opinion about their project and what they are doing right now and about Romanian culture. And we had a small chance to hear about their culture as well. So thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Papa.